Superintendent Robert Boyle is unhappy with a recent letter from the State Department of Education and Early Development.
We got some surprise notice from Special Services out of the Department of Education that they were not funding two of our IEPs that we had previously received information that they would. I've checked into this statewide. It seems to be a phenomenon.
Boyle says similar funding rejections happened recently at the Kodiak, Sitka, Kenai, and Mat-Su school districts, and he's heard that Sitka might sue. The reduction of about $150,000 is a concern to Boyle, and he says the state's decision is wrong. He filed a request for a formal hearing and believes the district will recover that funding. School board member Stephen Bradford speculated that the State Department of Education hopes for backlash from school districts that will get the attention of the legislature. Boyle further speculated that it's an attempt by the state to make up for budget cuts.
It has the appearance of a $20 million effort to reduce the budget at the state level by Department of Education. And that's the numbers of IEPs that have been rejected, which seems to match the amount of money that was denied them by the legislators.
Don Enoch, the special education coordinator for the State Department of Education, has a response.
Nope. I can tell you that the reviews for intensive funding are submitted by all school districts and reviewed by a three-person panel. And if the paperwork meets the requirements, the student qualifies. And if the paperwork does not meet the requirements, the student does not qualify.
Enoch says the special education department doesn't have anything to do with finances.
We do the reviews to say whether the file qualifies or not. Once they qualify, we notify finance which ones qualified, which ones didn't, and they do all the money part of it. And frankly, that's the way it should be. We shouldn't be thinking about the money. We should be thinking about, does this student file qualify or not?
Talking to KRBD the morning after the meeting, Boyle says the district might take legal action.
Department of Ed seems to be a little, in our opinion, arbitrary in how they're deciding these issues. And if we may want to pursue it through legal recourse because we're that confident in being correct.
While the Ketchikan School District is sure its applications were complete, Enoch says there are some typical paperwork problems that result in rejection of an application.
One misconception that sometimes districts get involved with, and I'm not saying that the Ketchikan fell into this category, but sometimes districts fall into this category of thinking if the student has an aide with them all day, they must be intensive. And several students could have aides with them all day and not meet the requirements that are in the regulations.
In a memo to the Ketchikan School Board, business manager Matthew Groves writes that the district had been notified in March that two students would be funded. Then in May, the state determined they were not eligible. Enoch disputes that and says his department would not notify districts of qualifications and then take it away.
We send out a letter that's very specific that says, whether the students they have qualified or not, then we give the district 30 days to submit additional information.
If the district in question can provide more proof within that time frame that shows a student qualifies, he says the department notifies them again in writing of that change. The Ketchikan School Board approved budget revisions to reflect the unexpected reduction in intensive funding. The district will make up for it through unspent money that would have been carried over into the next school year. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.